This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Gabby, myself, and many parents across Queensland and Australia, in fact, really, really shocked to receive an email from many, many schools yesterday in regards to some really confronting content that's doing the rounds at the moment. It's actually aimed at children, and it does show self-harm. We're not going to talk specifically about the video because it is just so graphic. What we will say from the outset is this is confronting content. And as always, when we do this sort of stuff, we put the Lifeline number out there, an amazing organisation you can reach on 13 11 14. But we thought really important to talk about this and talk about online safety amongst children.
Yeah.
To do that, we have a cyber security expert on the phone. Susan McLean is her name. Morning, Susan. Thank you for your time.
Good morning and thanks for having me.
Susan, you were very much across this yesterday when the news broke that these videos were making the rounds on YouTube, TikTok, all of those social media kind of platforms that kids are using. Talk us through what kind of parameters we should have around these platforms when it comes to kids.
Well, I think it's a really good reminder for parents that the internet is first and foremost an adult world. It's not a kid's place, and if you're going to allow your children to be there, you've got to do so with a lot of parental supervision. You are the gatekeepers of your child's online world. But it's also important to note that all the sites will have rules about who can be there, the ages, and it's bad enough for an older teen to stumble across these images, but we shouldn't be dealing with children in primary school or under 13, which sadly we are. So I implore parents, if your child is not 13, get them off these platforms.
Wow. So just get them off outright, not even a supervision kind of thing?
No, because you're breaching the T's and C's of the site and you're helping your child to lie about their age.
I see, the social media ones. Right. No, because what I was just thinking was, and because I have a lot of questions about this, because I am a father of a six-year-old who actually got an iPad for her birthday.
Yeah.
Now, we've put as much security on there as we can. And this has made me realize, you know, I think the best security is us actually being in the room when she's using that. What's your thoughts on that? Like kids as young as 6, 7, and 8 having access to, like, not necessarily social media, but iPads. Is that something that we should be really wary of?
Absolutely, because you are giving her, or any parent is giving their child access to the world. The internet gives your child access to the world and the world access to your child. So for a six-year-old, unless they're watching, you know, a video of grandpa in the garden that he sent because you can't see each other because of travel restrictions, you need to be there co-watching and co-playing with her at all times. She's too young, has no cognitive ability to manage and navigate what she's seeing.
So, Susan, these images are doing the rounds yesterday and obviously has caused quite a concern. If you haven't been following these cyber safety rules, I guess, and your child does stumble across something that they probably shouldn't have seen, what do you do next? How do you deal with that and talk to your child about that?
So I would be talking to children of school age, at least, all children, and just saying, hey, I heard on the news this morning or a friend told me that there's some pretty awful stuff out on the internet today. Have your friends been talking about it? Have you seen it? You know, and try and get a feel for how they're feeling, because even if they haven't seen it, they might be panicked and creeped out about the fact that they might see it.
Right. Yeah.
So what we've got to do is try to check their levels of fear and anxiety as well. If you have a child that has already a diagnosed mental health issue, they are more vulnerable. So, you know, check in with them and reach out, local GP, adolescent psychologist, kids helpline. Get some help if you think that that's relevant. Don't dwell on it. Don't, you know, you don't have to go, oh, have you seen it?
Yeah.
But the problem is the video was finding kids. It wasn't that kids were looking for it. It was popping up as a suggestion to watch.
That's particularly scary.
It is.
It's strange, and it's kind of freaky for parents like myself, because we didn't, you know, this wasn't around when we were kids. It's all sort of new to us, and we do know how awful the internet can be. So I guess the message is to parents, be wary, be across what your kids are doing. And
get them off those platforms if they're not of age.
Yeah.
Yeah, and set the rules and boundaries early. Like, you know, you've given your six-year-old an iPad. What rules go with it? What are the absolute expectations of that use? What happens if those rules are broken? Start early, talk early, talk often.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Susan McLean, a cyber safety expert. Thank you so much for your insights this morning. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Right now we say good morning to the beautiful producer, Carly.
Hello.
run into at the grocery store many a time because we
both live in the same
suburb. Pretty close,
ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ish. Yeah, you would have usually seen me at Woolies, but I cheated on my loyal Woolies yesterday. Ooh. And I was at Coles. And this is what I sort of want to bring to the show is, I think, Cliffo, you said you have seen this at Woolies, though, so I can't hate too much on Coles.
Well, whatever one does, the other does as well.
Yeah.
Every time.
They're hand in hand, aren't they? And I am actually shocked and don't know how to process the fact that, what are we, second week of September, mm-hmm. I have spotted something that I'm really uncomfortable with at Coles, and that is the Christmas fruit mince pie.
Ooh, it's early.
It is early.
It's early.
Halloween yet.
That's true. Normally, that's the rule, hey? Once Halloween's over, that's when Christmas ramps up. Isn't that the rule?
Well,
wow.
I can kind of remember this from last year, though, thinking the same sort of thing, like, we haven't even done Halloween, but I don't think it was this early.
Yeah.
Like, come on. So
early September's 4 months out. What I will say, well, 3.5-ish, 4 months out, what I will say about the fruit mince pie is, and I guess it's an unpopular opinion, but I am such a massive fan.
Are you?
Of the fruit mince pies.
They're such an old man
They're
treat.
They're such an old-fashioned thing, but I absolutely love them. And I would actually put it out there that I would not care if Woolies, Coles, IGA, whoever, put them out 365 days a year. Do you know what? Like, Christmas time is not enough for me to enjoy my fruit mince pies, and I think that should be a food that should be on sale all the time.
You couldn't call it Christmas fruit mince pies, though, hey?
I don't care what you put in front of it.
You have to relabel them.
Because that's what I actually thought the label was just generic, just fruit mince pies, and I was like, that's all right. And then I've walked past again, taken a double look, and no, it is Christmas branding. So it is here for the Christmas period. But like, do you want them all year round?
Totally. And you know what? Let's take calls on this, guys. 131060. Yeah. Jolene, what food that's traditionally seasonal should be available all year round?
I like the Easter egg, but not just any Easter egg. It's got to be the rock hard candy ones.
Oh.
Okay.
Like the sugar eggs.
Yeah, like the sugar eggs.
So,
but saying that, I also work at Woolworths in Gracemere, and we also have the fruit mince pies out at the moment.
Right. Going all year round. I think
send me some.
And see, no, Jolene, see, I'm happy to go with your Easter egg one because you want a specific type of Easter egg that I assume is not available all year round.
Yeah, that's true. You can't get that often.
And it's very hard to find even during Easter because they sell so far.
All right,
yeah,
Jolene.
Yeah, okay.
Jade's in Townsville. Hey, Jade, what food should be available all year round?
It should be the hot cross bun.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. That's just an Easter special at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, but then at the end of Easter when they're on special, we just bulk up and put them in the deep freezer and they last just a few extra months.
You are a genius.
It's very smart. What do you say to the people who say just buy fruit buns? Like hot cross buns are just fruit buns with a cross on the top? Because you can't get fruit buns all year round.
It's just not the same. Nah. It's the cross that makes them just or more delicious.
Mm.
It's a cross that makes them.
Love the flavour of cross with my coffee in the morning.
This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch-up.
You might know Matt O'Kine as a comedian, maybe from his Triple J Breakfast Time. We don't like to mention that one. He's got a Stan series called The Other Guy. He's been on ABC's Play School Storytime. He's been absolutely everywhere. And now he is a children's entertainer with his own CD called Diver City with his friend Christy Lee Peters. And he joins us right now. How are you going, Matt?
Hey, I'm good, thank you. I've just dropped my daughter off to daycare, so I am sitting sweet, my friends.
Just sitting in the car, having some nice alone time.
Do you know what? I remember before I had kids, a friend of mine, when he told me, like, sometimes when he was driving home from work, he would just pull the car over and just sit on the side of the road just for like 5 minutes to just gather his thoughts before he walked into just like the storm that was like house. And I always thought, geez, that's a bit rough. Why don't you go home to your kids? And now I completely understand. I'm still recovering from stepping on a toy this morning. So, I mean, I understand completely.
Yeah, forget about walking on hot coals, mate. Walking on kids' toys with sharp edges. It's a whole other thing. Mate, tell us about this project you're working on with Christy Lee Peters. So, Welcome to Diver City is the album we'll call it. Diver City is the project. is becoming your dad, is that sort of what brought this on?
It is. I mean, look, Christy and I actually became parents 5 days apart.
Wow.
And we've been really close friends up until, you know, well, we still are, you know, for years since we worked at Triple J. And when we became parents together, we went on a family holiday to Byron Bay, and we just started talking about all the songs that we'd been singing to our kids. You know, we're both really into music. We've made music before in other projects. And so it was just something that we've always wanted to do. And when we became parents, we were like, well, there's no better time than while our kids are learning and while we're learning about what being a parent is.
So cool.
I love that.
What are some of the influences you had as a kid? Like, what TV shows or groups did you get into as a kid that could have kind of put you on this path? Was it High Five? Was it The Wiggles? Was it Play School? Was it, you know, Benita?
It was I tell you what, it was a lot of Play School and Benita. Absolute queen, shout out to her. And also, I remember when I first moved to Sydney doing my gigs, like doing stand-up gigs when I'd moved from Brisbane to Sydney. And I went to a gig, and in the front row of that gig was Monica from Play School. And man, she came up afterwards and said, oh, good gig. And I was like, well, I've made it, you know. So,
Monica likes
my stuff. When you've got royalty, you know, someone who actually knows Big Ted has complimented you on your work. And, yeah, you know exactly how exciting you are.
You've made it. Hey, we're on with Matt O'Kind. You've mentioned a fair bit there. You've talked a fair bit about your new beautiful little girl. Quickly, before we let you go, we wanted to test your dad cred on the air. So we just got a couple of super quick questions to test your dad cred. Question number one, Matt O'Kine, what constitutes a high temperature for children?
Over 37 degrees.
Correct.
Well done. Well done.
I thought that was a sticky one. All right. Question two is multiple choice. What is the best line for getting a stubborn child to open their mouth? Is it A, or just pry it open with a spoon? B, use reverse psychology and tell him just to swallow it. Or C, use the old here comes the aeroplane.
Oh, I'll tell you what works for me is singing a little bit of ba 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 Britain, ba 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 Britain, ba 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 Britain. Take my hand. Okay, honestly, it works every single time.
Well, our mouths are open. Last but not least, Matt O'Kine, testing your dad cred. What do you do if your child develops a liking for Nickelback albums?
No!
No!
Send it back.
No. Oh, no, just make sure that there's no pictures around the house so that when she's old enough, she can't sing, look at this photograph.
Well. Get around this project, guys. It's called Diver City. Welcome to Diver City is the debut album. And you can hear this guy pretty much every day on Matt and Alex's All Day Breakfast through Podcast One. Matt O'Kine, we love having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be a part of it. And yeah, looking forward to chatting next time.
Gabs, for me, the epitome of a love-hate relationship is my relationship with the internet.
Yes.
Because it can be the absolute toilet bowl of society.
100%.
At times.
Yes.
But it can also bring you so much joy, which that's what it's done for me over the last 24 hours or so.
That's why we're addicted to it.
Totally.
You can get to these wormholes of kitten videos. It's great.
Refreshing. Yeah. What's new? Nothing. but there's something going around on the internet, a bit of a rumor that's made me so happy. So are you familiar with Banksy?
I am. He does street art in the UK. And like the most famous one that I know of is a little girl with the balloon.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's called Girl with Balloon.
Oh, is it?
Very, very famous. But he does street art not only in the UK, he's done some in Melbourne.
Like, oh, really?
Banksy does, and I say he, we don't actually know who Banksy is. Banksy could be she, but Banksy's generally referred to as he. And yeah, a bit of a guerrilla street artist, but very, very famous. His works sell for millions of dollars. And there's an online rumor that's gaining more and more traction that Banksy is, in fact, Neil Buchanan, host of 90s children's TV show Art Attack.
This is an art attack. This is an art attack. This is Art Attack.
Absolute staple.
Oh
my
so
God.
Many people's childhoods,
and he
right?
was such a fantastic artist. This makes sense.
And do you remember the set used to have like big paintbrushes and the big thing that it did on Art Attack, which I always remember it for, is he would go outside and make like huge, bigger
arts.
Than your house.
Pieces of art.
Pieces of art.
Yes. And he'd make it out of weird objects. Like
yeah.
sometimes it'd be sand or sometimes it would be rocks or, you know, all different things.
But he was always so wholesome, wasn't he?
Oh.
You know, very, not like
very,
Banksy.
Very kid friendly.
But here's a grab. This is how Neil used to be on Art Attack. Mm. Like I say, very wholesome.
Hello and welcome once again to Art Attack, the big art show. It's good to be back. Now, if you haven't seen Art Attack before, then your eyeballs are in for a big shock. If you have seen Art Attack, you know this is the place where we have fun with art and go wild with paint.
Yeah, great artist, beautiful man, but like I say, just a little too wholesome to be the world's most prolific.
Oh, he has to have a dark side though, doesn't
street
he?
Street artist. Well,
we all have a dark
well,
side.
I may have found it because I thought there's probably a way we could actually gangster up the host of Art Attack a little more. So I did it.
Hello and welcome once again to Art Attack, the big art show. It's good to be back. Now, if you haven't seen Art Attack before, then your eyeballs are in for a big shock. This is the place where we have fun with art and go wild with paint.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop
oh, yeah, I can
like
see
you
going from street art to that music.
He's right about one thing there. If he's hanging out with Snoop Dogg, your eyeballs certainly are in for a big shock, aren't they? What will kids these days never understand?
131060, because my parents just yesterday decided to disconnect the home phone after, you know, well, at least my 32 years of living, they've had the home phone number there
it's
ready
gone.
To go, and now it's gone. No more landline. It's an end of an era.
They
it's,
threw it
it's
out.
It's done.
Like it's your childhood teddy bear or something.
Yeah, they
it's
did not care.
Thrown into the bin,
yep.
And there was just no F's given whatsoever. It's
absolutely
just gone.
None.
Leonie on 131060. Leonie, what will kids these days never understand when it comes to phones?
The frustration of using those old rotary phones.
The one where you have to... Yeah.
And I won't understand how satisfying it used to be. You used to be able to slam it down if you got cranky with someone or...
Slamming the phone.
Oh, that was the best. Just hanging up in frustration.
It always used to confuse me with the dial phone that had to go right round. The triple zero, like which is the emergency line, zero was the longest dial. Like
true.
It had to go all the way around the wheel. Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Bianca in Gladstone, when it comes to phones, what will kids these days never understand?
Ringing up the telephone operator to find a phone number.
Yes!
ringing the directory. Oh, can I please have Jay Williams in Mount Isa, please?
Beautiful. And often the computer would just give you the phone number straight away if it could recognize, or the operator would come on and they're like, sorry, how do you spell Williams? Sam's in Rocky. Sam, when it comes to phones, what won't kids these days ever understand?
The old Nokia phone.
The brick that would never die.
That's exactly right.
Oh, they were good, hey? Like, they were so much more sturdy than the phones we've got these days.
That's right. The only good thing about them, though, if you think about it now, is sort of the old snake game.
Oh. Snake, yeah. Hey, guys, I found this.
Is that your phone?
Brings back memories.
Yeah. Hello? Sue? When it comes to phones these days, wonderful. When it comes to phones, what won't kids these days ever understand?
Teasing their older sister about their first boyfriend in the 80s and not being able to escape you because the phone's in the middle of the house and attached to the wall.
That's so true. Yeah. She couldn't go into the privacy of her bedroom and shut the door.
No, not at all. And they have a little sister in the background going, Trisha loves Dale, Dale loves Trisha.
Sue, did you ever pick up the other line and secretly listen in?
No, we weren't lucky enough to have the two lines.
See, if you had the two lines, you could have picked up the second
and
phone.
And done it directly
gone,
to her.
Trisha loves Dale, Dale loves Trisha. The Hit Breakfast Show.